glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends, Thursday, October 24th, 2024. I'm Donna Leland. Today we hear a story of God's amazing protection. David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association tells us of an incident in his life when he was placed into a hopeless and helpless situation that only God in his mercy could see him through.
I was in Alaska doing a case out in the Alaska bush, and we had finished it all and we were done, and the Lord blessed, we won the case. And I was there getting ready to leave, and I had an airplane flight. They had a small airport and was going to make my way back to Anchorage to get the major airline. And a pastor came up to me and he said, I have a small airplane I flew here. And he said, how about I give you a lift up to Anchorage? And I said, I really appreciate that. But I said, I think I'll just stick with my main airplane. I said, I'm a little queasy when it comes to flying in small airplanes. And he said, oh, no, I understand. Now, he said, my flight would be free. You'd save money. And I said, no, I appreciate that, but I think I'll take the main airplane. And turned around. He came back about an hour later, and he said, listen, I don't know how you turned down free. He said, does not money matter to your ministry? And I thought, oh, please don't go there. Please don't say that. And of course money matters. We pitched the hide off of every nickel. And he said, no, I think you should go. Well, a number of other pastors were standing there who were there for the case. And they said, no, you should go with this plane. I thought, that's easy for you to say. You're not going to go in it. And they just put pressure on me. Lo and behold, I gave in. We went out to the airport to look at his little airplane getting ready to leave. And it was a nice looking airplane. At least it looked shiny to me. It didn't look all beat up. And I thought, this will probably be fine. And the other person with me was a little uneasy about it too. And he said, you think this is safe? I said, I'm sure we'll be fine. Well, we got in his little airplane and he fired it up, and it seemed like he knew just what he was doing. And we taxied out on the runway, and I thought, this is okay. And we started rolling down the runway to take off, Donna. And it lifted off, and it just started gently climbing, and it was smooth. And I thought, boy, all my worry about this was for no reason. This seems just excellent. We weren't in the air probably a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and we went into the clouds. And when we went into the clouds, everything changed. The pastor who's flying the plane, our pilot, looked at me and said, I'm losing it. I can't fly in the clouds. I can't take it. I said, you what? He said, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. And his eyes rolled back in his head and he slumped over. You talk about terror.
Oh.
Here we are in a little airplane in the Alaskan mountains with no pilot. I told him, you wake up right now. You wake up right now. Oh. You're going to fly this plane. We got to turn around and get landed. He was gone. It started convulsing. And he kept, every time I'd shake him, he'd just say, I can't take it. I can't take it. Now we're flying. We can't see anything. We're in the clouds. And he's passed out at the wheel. And there's just me and the other fella in this little airplane. And we didn't know what to do. But there was a radio there, and we saw him work the radio, so we picked the microphone up, and we said, hello, hello, can anybody hear us? And we started turning the knobs on the radio, and all we knew how to say was, hello, hello, we need help. And finally, when we did it one time, an airliner, a commercial airliner that was flying freight across the Pacific, said, what is this, hello, hello, we need help? Don't you know proper radio etiquette? And we told the guy on the radio, we don't know anything. And we told him our story. And he said, boy, you are in real trouble because you're near mountains, you understand. I said, I don't know what we're near, but we're terrified and we need help. He said, okay, stay with this. I'm going to turn around and circle because I'll fly out of your range if I don't. And he said, what I'm going to do is get Anchorage and emergency services online for you. And we're just sitting there waiting, and that man saved us.
Oh.
Anchorage services came online and said, can you tell us what's happening? And we explained our pilot passed out. He's convulsing. He can't fly in clouds. And we shouldn't be here. And they said, well, let us try to find you. And they said, can you turn the wheel a little bit? We got to find you on the radar. After a few minutes, they found us on Anchorage radar. And the people on the ground said, we're going to get our specialists in here. You need to listen to us very closely. You are only a matter of minutes from a mountain. And you're headed towards it. Now, we need for you to turn. And they said, go to the right. And I thought I did move it to the right. And they came back and said, no, you're going left, right. I said, And then this man came on and he said, David, I need you to follow my voice. I can help you if you will follow my voice. But there's a voice in your head that's going to contradict me. And I need for you not to listen to that voice. I need for you to listen to my voice. And he said, if you'll do that, if you'll listen to me, I'll bring you safely home. I never forgot those words.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Me turning in the right direction, and he just kept talking to me, listen to my voice, I'll bring you home. The man that got us hooked up, the jet that flew circles around us, said, listen to him, he'll get you home. We turned, and finally, after what seemed like forever, we got over towards the anchorage area. And they said, "We've cleaned everything out of the way, but there's some weather here, and it's going to be bumpy." And the voice said to us, "You got to follow me. You're going to get rocking and rolling, and I don't want you to look out. The weather is not going to help you. I'm going to help you. This is going to be a trial, and I'll get you through it." All of a sudden, that plane was all over the place. But the voice kept talking to us. Then he said this, "I've got you lined up now. And I'm going to bring you down, and you're going to see some lights." And he said, "At the foot of the runway is a light that is in the form of a cross." And he said, "The cross will take you home. Follow the cross and my voice."
Wow.
We broke out of the clouds just a few hundred feet above the ground, and there was the cross. And that man with his voice said, "Hug the cross." And down we went. It was sure not a picture book landing. We were all over the place. But we landed. And the Lord spared our lives. The minute we landed, our pilot woke up.
Oh.
And he said, "I'll take over from here." And I told him, "Don't you touch nothing." I said, "You've scared the fire out of me. Just scared the fire out of me." And Donna, the most amazing thing was after the FAA was done interviewing us and everything, we went to a motel room. And that night there was a knock at the door. And I opened the door and there was a man standing there. And he said, "David," I said, "you're the voice."
"Oh.
You're the voice, aren't you?" He said, "I am." I said, "You brought me home." I'll never forget it. And what we need to remember is the Lord is our voice. He speaks to us. And he's taken us home. This life is a journey. And boy, if you don't have the Lord's voice, I say this respectfully, you're in a world of hurt. But if we will listen to that voice and obey that voice, it'll take us safely home. That's my airplane story. I wish never to repeat it. I should never have gotten it to start with. But boy, did I learn a lesson that'll never, ever leave me. Listen to the voice, especially the voice of God.
Child, you say to me, I am the voice.
You're listening to Mark and Friends. I'm Donna Leland, and we just heard David Gibbs Jr. He is with the Christian Law Association, the founding director of that wonderful ministry. And I was interviewing him last week, and I said, David, I would be very remiss if we did not get you to tell your story about the airplane. Because every time I hear it, I pick up something different that is so applicable to our lives. I mean, basically, we're all flying through this world in our airplane, and it's a matter of who are we trusting? You know, David wanted to trust in the original plan, but yet he got sidetracked. People began to say, what's wrong with you? Why don't you go here? And he gave in to the peer pressure. We do that, don't we? As we move through this world, we know God has bought the ticket for us. We know the plan. And instead, we listen to other voices, and they convince us to go on their route and their way. And so he gets in this airplane, and the first thing the pilot does is passes out. I see parallels of that in my own life. Here we trust people to take us to the journey that we think that we're on, and they leave us. They abandon us. They're not there for us, and they're not able to complete what we were trusting them to do. Human beings are human beings. They will fail us, especially when life gets foggy. Then they can bail. And so I just saw another wonderful illustration in our own world is, yeah, we can trust people, but in the end, it's about trusting in the Lord. And then, of course, that beautiful illustration of the voice. He could not see that man, but he had to trust him because he put his confidence in the fact he knew what he was saying and he had experience and he got him home. And weren't you amazed with the illustration of the lights and the cross? Jesus is the light of the world, and the cross brings us home. I just never cease to enjoy that one moment in his story. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the only way home. There is no other way. And that's the only place that we can go to get us safely to where God wants us. And that's in a relationship with him. The ultimate end of it all is that we know him, that we've trusted in Jesus to pay for our sins, and we've said yes, so that his Holy Spirit, the light of the world, can come and live inside our hearts. That's what our hope is for you here at Great News Media, that you'll know Jesus personally as your Savior.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, say that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my way.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media. Tune in tomorrow. Pastor Jason Schiffo will lead the team in their Bible study on Mark and Friends.